This morning I'd like to speak just a little bit about Christ ascending to the right hand of the Father. And I would like to start in the book of Gospel of Luke, the 16th chapter and the 19th verse. Said, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, Mark 16 and 19. So after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Also, I want to get Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And the seventh verse, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. We recognize that after Christ ascended, it was later on the day of Pentecost that he gave gifts unto men. His Holy Spirit was sent to the world, and he gave gifts to the early morning church, and that was all prophesied and a part of the plan of God for our hearts and in His salvation. Also, this scripture also, I believe, is quoted from the Psalms, the 68th chapter, Psalm 68 and verse 18. 68 and 18, this is what Ephesians is taken from. It said, Thou hast descended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. So it was foretold that Christ would ascend back, and the Scripture talked about descending to the lower parts of the earth. That's just simply referring to Him coming to this earth. He humbled Himself. He came to the lowly. He was born in poverty. He came as an humble servant to mankind. And he was crucified, and then he ascended back up to the Father at the right hand. Being at the right hand of God is very vital, important for us to know, because it's a place of intercession for you and I. Number one, it's a comfort to know that He's right there with the Father at His right hand, but also that He has become our high priest. Not like as the high priest on earth that went into the holy place once a year, but the Scripture says He entered in by His own blood into heaven itself to appear in the presence of God for you and I. You know, sometimes we get the idea that if Christ was just here in the flesh, that he could help me. But when He was here in the flesh, He could only be around so many people at one time. He was limited in being able to help everybody that He wanted to help, in a sense that He couldn't be every place at the same time. But ascending to the right hand of the Father, He is able to send the needed help. He's there to intercede in the presence of God for you and I. And He is our high priest. And He is there to hear and answer prayer for us. I want to get another scripture now in the book of Acts, in the book of Acts, the second chapter, that bears out this thought. Acts in the second chapter, in the we'll start at verse 22. He said, You men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. David is saying here, my flesh will rest in hope. In other words, I'm able to go to the grave. I'm able to die because I know the Lord is there. I know in Him is life. And I know that He was raised from the dead. And I know that He ascended up on high to the Father's throne. And He's prepared a place for you and me. And He said, therefore, my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made me known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Now he's quoting from the book of Psalms, the 16th chapter and the 10th verse. That's a prophecy of Christ. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. Now this is another prophecy, Psalms 110 and 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. So we thank the Lord. This is pretty established in the Scriptures. But he ascended, he went back into his glory now to appear in the presence of God for his people. This scripture here referring to David, he said, the Lord said unto my Lord. In other words, this is God the Father speaking unto Christ, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And we believe that is where the Lord is. This morning, he's at the right hand of the Father. The early morning church, it seemed like they had a fresh new vision that Christ was at the right hand of the Father, that he was not in the grave, that he was not a powerless somebody that could not help them, but he had risen and he ascended up on high. And we want that vision in our hearts also, to know that Christ is in the presence of God to appear before us. Another encouraging scripture is found in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and we'll start at verse 13. It says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I love these scriptures this morning. You and I have the opportunity to go to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy to help in time of need. I don't know about you, but I've recognized in my life that I've needed mercy many different times in my life. And I've appealed for mercy to the Lord many times. But it's a throne of mercy. It's a throne of grace that you and I can be touched, that you and I can go to. He mentioned here that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. This scripture is really saying that Christ is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He suffered. Sometimes we feel like maybe people don't understand. I want to say this morning, the Lord understands. He knows where we're at in life. He experienced life. He came in the flesh. He experienced what it was like in the flesh to suffer pain, to suffer loss. And now He's there at the right hand of the Father to intercede and to help us in our pain, in our loss, in our suffering. It doesn't really matter this morning what the need is. We can go to God in prayer and find help and sustaining grace and strength in whatever the need might be. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I think about us that came to that point of acknowledging that our ways were wrong and perverse before God, and recognize that we had sinned, that we had grieved God. You know, there was a place of relief. There was a place of release when we came to the Lord and poured out our hearts before God and said, Lord, we recognize that we have failed, that we sinned, that we came short of Your grace and of Your glory and what Your desire was. And pour out our hearts and then receive forgiveness of our sins, a witness that God heard and answered prayer, and we were able to get up and walk away from there having a burden of guilt and sin lifted. That's a wonderful blessing. That's a wonderful place when we recognize that we've erred and we transgressed and we go to God and we ask for forgiveness and mercy. And the reason why we're able to get that is because Christ paid the price for us this morning. And He's right there at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. And He hears that prayer when we pray to Him. So guilt. You know, guilt is a heavy burden that people carry. Failures in life, mistakes, misunderstandings, felt like maybe they should have done better than what they did. Guilt can be a heavy load that we all experience in life. And there is a place where you and I, where we can find a release and a relief from that burden of guilt and sorrow. I think about also the different times we need help and different times we need the Lord to help us in life. We have a throne of grace that we can go to and to bow before Him in prayer and ask God to help us and to have mercy upon us. And I want to tell you this morning, He's still there to hear. The Scripture also bear out that we read. It said, there is neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. You know, the Lord knows exactly where you're at right now in life. He knows the things that you're thinking about. He knows the conflict that you face, the things that are in front of you, the decisions. The Lord knows all that. He knows exactly where you're at in life. And He is waiting at the throne of grace to be able to help you, to give you guidance and direction, to encourage your faith, to strengthen your faith. And all we have to do this morning is come to Him believing and submitting ourselves to Him, surrendering to Him, and He's able to help us in those times of need. I read a little article on Streams in the Desert that really touched me. It said, in strange places and in unexpected ways, God meets His own. Many times to one in deep soul distress, there is a fresh revelation of the divine presence. He brings the balm of healing. If one accepts the nail-pierced hand or a word from Him who whispers peace, all will be changed. Two men were startled on the Emmaus Road, grieving over the loss of their Lord when the Savior overtook them. The crucifixion had been a tragic experience, too painful for them to bear. He stole softly to their side as they walked and talked. At His appearing, the heavy weight was lifted from their troubled hearts. The disciples were on their way back to their nets to take up their old occupation, which was their livelihood 3 years before. At the dawn of day, after a night of despairing toil, they found a meal prepared for them by one who stood on the shore. The Lord Jesus Christ, with His tender touch, made Himself a living, bright reality to them. He still meets His own today in the hours of bitter disappointment. And such was the experience of one whose heartstrings had been torn from the very roots. Bereavement had broken a loving home, and the life was like a tree that had been uprooted by a terrific tempest. While walking along the street soft, a British city on the way to a Sunday service, a beautiful stone church was passed. On the bulletin board near the entrance were these words, "All ye who are weary, enter the sanctuary for quietness and prayer." The silent invitation was accepted. On one of the walls in the foyer of this great church, something was written in mosaic. It was a miniature sermon in very colored stones. "It was too hard for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I." That blessed morn in the lovely shrine of quietness, Gethsemane opened its secrets. The saddened heart beheld one who took the cup alone. Everything was changed from that moment. The long, wearisome road with its sunless canyons, high hills, and steep slopes suddenly lost its dread as He whispered, "Come share the road with me, my own. We will climb the slopes together, together." The hard road offers sweet fellowship with a loving companion. The fragrant memory of that revelation of the risen Christ lingers on. God still meets His own. He still knows where His sheep are at. He knows when His sheep are struggling. He knows when they're facing difficulties or danger. And the Lord is willing to help us if we'll look to Him and come boldly to the throne of grace. We can find help regardless of what the need is. I believe this morning that the Lord is able to comfort hearts. You know, there's something about emotional pain. You know, you might be feeling perfect on the outside, and you might be strong and you're feeling well. But you know, down inside can be a pain inside, an emotional pain. something that you're struggling with, something that's bothering you, I want to tell us this morning there's a throne of grace, an invitation open for the throne of grace that we can go to God in prayer, and He knows, and He sees, and He understands, and He's wanting to help us through those times, and He will. I think about that psalmist, that scripture I believe is taken from the 74th Psalm. And when you go back and read that scripture, this man was struggling with issues and things that he didn't understand. And he began to lose his faith. He began to lose his hold on God. And folks, if there's ever a time that we need God, it's in those times. That's not a time to quit going to the sanctuary. That's not a time to quit praying. It's not a time to quit seeking. That's a time to draw closer, to get quieter, to be able to meet the Lord in our hearts, to be able to hear His voice, to be able to hear His words and His counsel and His guidance. So if you're ever in those circumstances, don't get discouraged and don't allow the enemy to say that God is not interested, that God doesn't hear and answer prayer. But I want to encourage us to continue to come to the throne of grace. I also like this scripture here. He mentioned, he said, let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast knowing all this. He's saying we have a great priest that is high, that has entered into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our faith. Let us hold fast to what we know. We understand that God has revealed to our hearts and our minds. And let us wait on the Lord. The Lord, and I'm going to say this, give the Lord some time. The Lord doesn't always work on our timetable, but I'm going to say definitely He does hear and answer prayer. It's not a waste of breath when we pray to Him and we look to Him and we go to Him. But I want to say wait on Him. Give Him some time. Give Him opportunity. And keep your heart and your mind open, looking and listening for the Lord's voice and waiting to hear and sensitive to His dealings with us. And God will bring something. He'll bring knowledge. He'll bring His comfort, His help, if we're willing to listen and willing to wait. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We're very dependent upon that today, upon His help and upon His mercy. I think about the different times, also in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and the 35th verse, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't allow your confidence to slip. Even when it looks dark, even when it looks like heaven maybe is turned against you, hold on to your faith. Hold on to confidence in God and keep going back to the sanctuary. You know that man there that said, he said, when I went into the sanctuary, he said, then I understood. God was able to impart to him something, and he was able to understand. His faith was strengthened again. He got a hold of what he needed to get a hold of. And the Lord is able to help us to get a hold of Him and to get a hold of His knowledge and His understanding. So cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Just keep waiting. Keep looking. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep praying. Keep looking to Him. And say, yet a little while, he that shall come will not tarry. The Lord will be right on time. He'll be there. He's still there hearing and answering. You remember in Daniel, Daniel sought the presence of God. There in the book of Daniel it talks about he started fasting and praying. And I believe when the angel came, he said, from the first day when you set your face to seek God, I heard you. I was there. I heard that prayer. I recognized the language of your heart. I understood. You know, that's one thing that language is not a barrier to God. He understands English. He understands Chinese. He understands Russian. It's not a barrier to God. He understands all those languages. But it's the language of the heart. Lord, I need your help. I need your comfort. I need your strength. I need your guidance. Sometimes in life we get to a place where we need a little more courage. Courage to do what's right. And courage to stand up for what's right. And we can find that at the throne of grace. You remember when Peter was in prison, cast into prison, and what was going on while he was in prison? The church was what? They were praying. They were on their knees. They had a prayer meeting. They were seeking God. And here Peter showed up in answer to their prayer, and they couldn't hardly believe it was Peter that was there. But God still hears, and he answers prayer. There's nothing too big for him. There's nothing too difficult for him. The mountains to us are nothing to him. What our biggest perplexities and our biggest problems are nothing to God when we put it into his hands and allow him to work. I think about also Hezekiah, the Old Testament. You remember the enemy was coming against them, and they received these threatening letters, and Hezekiah went and found a place of prayer, didn't he? And he laid out those letters before the Lord. Well, he wasn't telling the Lord nothing that the Lord didn't know. But he said, Lord, we don't have any strength of our own. We're a prey to what's out in front of us. Will you have mercy on us? And he humbled his heart. He entreated the Lord. And you know, the Lord heard that prayer. He heard that cry. And the Lord has been faithful down through history, down through the morning church and the dark ages and our present day. I think about different things that have happened just in the last few recent years that God has helped and heard prayer and helped people through. One of them was Brother Michael. Remember his situation? Looked like death was upon him and looked like the Lord was going to take him, and the Lord had mercy on him. I think about Brother Curtis Williams. Had a heart attack. down on his bed for a long time. And now he's up and going because God had mercy and helped. The Lord still hears prayer in our day, in our time. Don't cast away your faith. Hold fast the profession of your faith. Hold on to God, and the Lord will be able to hold on and to help us in our time of need. The Lord has helped me, and I think we can all testify different times in life that we've met some difficult circumstances, and the Lord has helped us through those times. He made a way when it looked like there was no way. I just want to encourage us this morning to hold fast to your confidence in God. Hold fast to faith. Hold fast to prayer. Hold fast in praying for others and interceding for other people also. Hold fast to those things because God still hears. He still answers prayer. He still is moved on His throne when we humble ourselves before Him and seek Him with all of our hearts. He does have the ability to help us. He may, that saying that we started out with, it said, in strange places and in unexpected ways, God meets His own, and He will meet us also. Amen.